Howdy, Biker Bob here, bringing you another Biker Bob podcast. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking about the shit we used to do when we were kids. You know, like, ride around naked on our bikes through town during the day. None of that night shit. We used to ride during the day. Man, especially when we rode by the church, all the old ladies just about had a heart attack. Oh, man, that was some damn fun, I want to tell you. Then we used to sneak down to the police station at night, take all the tires off the police cruiser and put it on blocks. Then we'd run home and we'd call an emergency number, and they'd go out and the cars would be up on blocks, man. Oh, I tell you, but we went down later on that night, and we put the tires back on. We were good shits, but we liked to have fun. Man, another thing we used to do, we'd get down to Farmer Rodney's, and we'd start riding around the pasture chasing his cows around. And we'd get them cows so wound up they wouldn't give milk for 2 days. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Well, I remember one Halloween. We talked my old buddy Snake, after we had a few beers, of course, to put a pumpkin on his head and drive through town like the Headless Horseman, you know, in that story. Well, old Snake started flying down the main street, had a pumpkin on his head or a jack-o'-lantern cut out from a pumpkin, and he's driving through town yelling and screaming, and the pumpkin somehow got turned around and he couldn't see. And he drove right through Johnson's mattress store, right through the front window. Oh, man, it's a wonder he didn't get killed, but he landed on one of their mattresses. Didn't hurt him a bit, but he sure to hell had to pay for that window. Man, I think it was like $500. But, oh, gosh, some of the shit we did. Then I remember we used to go down to Farmer Rodney's, because Farmer Rodney had the biggest field around. And he had this pond, and at the end of this pond, there was a big old haystack. So we set a jump up in front of the pond. So if you hit that jump, you were either going to land in the pond or you were going to land in the haystack. So if you were lucky, you'd end up in the haystack. But if you weren't, and landed in the pond, you'd spend the rest of your day cleaning out your bike, motor, carburetors, letting it dry out. You're out of commission. Well, on the right side of that pond was the pig pen. Well, we had a buddy named Gorilla Joe. We called him Gorilla Joe because he looked like a fucking gorilla, man. But he's a good shit. Well, we were all jumping our bikes, because back then, we didn't fuck around with bicycles. We went right from bicycles to motorcycles, man. Dirt bikes, whatever, anything had a motor. So we were down to Farmer Rodney's jumping them one day, and then it was Gorilla's turn to jump. Well, he hit that fucking ramp at an angle sideways, and he ended up in the fucking pig pen. Man, he come out of there mud from one end of him to the other. He looked like just one of the pigs. Man, that was funny as hell. Well, this is Biker Bob. Thanks for joining me for the Biker Bob podcast and reminiscing about the good old days. Remember, ride to live, live to ride. Hell yeah, I'm out of here.